Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which aims to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor Dag Heward Mills. This Saturday's Mackinac message comes from the camp Let My People Go, preached to shepherds in the USA. This particular message is titled Exit Signs Part 3. Pharaoh is a type of Satan whose main aim is to keep God's children bound from serving him. Pharaoh is a type of Satan whose main aim is to keep God's children bound from serving him. In today's message, Bishop Dag exposes key strategies of Pharaoh and how they can be dealt with and overcome. Today's teaching contains specific keys for lay ministers who are balancing the work of God with working for Pharaoh and who at times may find themselves bound by the pressures of their secular work. Bishop Dag will encourage you as a Christian to deal with Pharaoh wisely and will share practical wisdom for you to triumph over the enemy to be an effective minister for God. Listen and enjoy.
Exodus chapter 5. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go." Amen. How many are excited to be let go? Let my people go. Let who go? Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44. Yet now hear Jacob my servant and Israel whom I have chosen. And verse 2. Thus says the Lord that formed thee, my servant, Jacob my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. Okay, So today, I want you to understand that God wants to let my people go. Now, today I'm going to give you the last master key to the last exit that we've been waiting for. How many exits have you seen? Three. Two. Four. Five. It depends on what it means to you. As we've been going through the camp, you know, it depends on what is an exit to you. The call of God may be an exit. It was an exit for Moses. Yeah. Now, dealing wisely. Can I have just a bit of volume for me here? All right? Most of you guys don't know how to control sound. You see, you don't know how to control sound. So, you see, when Ida was singing, I gave her another mic. Then it became clearer. Yes. So, you don't know, understand. So, when somebody knows about it and is telling you what to do, you have to listen. You spoil music. That's why I made her stop singing. Because I don't understand how to control sound. Yeah. You don't know much about music, even though you came to be technical people. Yeah. But you spoil music. You don't appreciate. I mean, anyway, anytime I go somewhere and the sound is not good, I don't let the person sing. Yeah. It's a waste of the music. Totally. So try to follow things, not just do what you think. You don't know much. If you knew, you would have been making such music long time ago. If you knew it. If you knew 100th of it, you would have been doing it. Now, so depending on who you are, you learn the different exits, right? How to get away. Now, one of the main things is Pharaoh said, let us deal wisely with them. Let us deal wisely with them. You two, from now, from this camp, deal wisely with Pharaoh. Let me give you one or two. This is an old exit that I'm trying to widen the gate a bit for you. Don't go to work saying I'm a holy believer. All right, I'm a Jesus freak at your work. It provokes the demons that are in secular bosses. Yes. And it causes a lot of problems for you. Don't go around saying, I'm going for a prayer meeting, so I need to leave earlier or I'll not be around because I'm going for a prayer meeting. This is what people do. When Pharaoh says, I'm going to serve the Lord in the wilderness, I mean, it's making things worse. It's a major error. You've not understood what you are doing. You are dealing with something that wants to restrict you from serving God, actually. Don't go around saying, I'm a pastor. Rather, let the people find out that you are honest. Let them find out that you are honest. And if they ask you, when my son was working at the moment, I told him, don't speak in a certain way to your boss. Don't say, well, as for me, I'm into the ministry, So when they ask him, what do you do with your private time? So charity work. So I do charity work. Yeah. It provokes. It's let my people go that they may serve me. No. Serve? Why? How? You are already serving. Believe it all. Don't go around flat because it makes them feel immoral. They feel bad already.
Then when they see you, it's like, this guy who looks down on us in the office, and let's get rid of him. This guy who we feel he's holier, he's in church, and it's like we are here, and I am having affairs with all these people around, and he feels better than us. That's how they feel. They feel accused.
Yeah.
I'll show you something. Look at Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 3. Verse 3. Verse 4. Verse 5. Verse 5. Verse 6. No, then 7. Yeah. Look at Noah. This is, always remember Noah when you are at work. It says, by faith, Noah, I'm talking about dealing wise. You need counter intelligence. It's knowledge, then wisdom to counter the wisdom. Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. No preaching. No preaching. Prepared an ark. No preaching. He didn't speak to him. You are bad. Prepared an ark to save his house. Three bedrooms, his three sons and his wife. Four bedrooms. The rest was for animals. Nobody was interested in him. By the witch, by doing what he did, he condemned the world without preaching. They could feel that they were condemned. You see, as you are doing what is good, it condemns them and they don't like it. And nobody, even me, I don't like people who look at me in two ways. Why are you doing this? What are you doing? Give me my privacy. Yes. Yeah. You'll be looking at me when I'm doing this, when I'm going here, when I'm working with somebody, you'll be looking at me with, I'll exclude you from my life. Sharp. Sharp. Remember that Noah didn't preach a word, but by preparing the ark, he condemned the world, and nobody likes having condemners around them if they can choose. So you may think that the person will be happy that I'm a Christian, I'm a this. No. They're happy if you are honest. And they are happy if you help them, like if they are bosses. Don't challenge them. That's how to be wise. Don't challenge them. Say, we are this and you have to do this. No. That is not how to. People don't change. Read a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. You read it, the first chapter. Say, look, you can never change anybody's mind by a discussion or an argument. No matter, like the Democrats, all these will vote here. All these will vote here. They've made their mind already. Your campaigning is not going to change much. And in certain countries, it will never change even. Are you there? Are you listening? When you are at work, be humble towards the boss. And remember that being a servant is one of the highest jobs, highly paid jobs. To be a servant, not to be a boss or a co-equal. All my servants are prosperous. All the humble servants in my life, they are more prosperous than some of the proud pastors I have around me. By far, the humble servants are more prosperous. Because me now, I would rather bless, if something is coming to us, I want to bless somebody, I bless the humble servants. The big bosses are around. So we are all big bosses. So you don't need my droplets. Shall I know how to work and how to rise? People don't like challenges. Yeah. You have another opinion. The person that I would listen to if he was to advise me seriously would be Bishop Saki. Yes, he's always assisting. If he says this or this, I'm likely to listen to what he says. The person you want to listen to, learn how to be submitted to. The one, once you are submitted, the person will listen to you. Even in marriage, if you're always challenging your husband, he gets used to the fact that you are his main opponent in the world as we've come. One day, a certain husband said to me, if my wife agrees, then, because she never agrees to anything I'm doing, don't get that reputation as somebody's wife.
Amen.
My husband, anything you bring up, anything, okay, I want the child to do this. No, 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 no. I went to school, they just, oh, no, 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 no. Let's do this. Husbands and wife quarrel about children a lot. It becomes the topic of quarreling at a point. What this one should do, what we should do, I think you should do this, I think you should do this. As if the other person doesn't care about the child. It's fantastic. As if it's not your child too. It almost becomes like a division in the house. One is on this, as if one gave birth to it, or this child is from your other husband that you've brought to the house. It's amazing. Even if you are starting another business in the work that you are doing, don't start a challenging business to the work that you are doing. Because when you start a challenging, you can't help. Let's say you are my assistant and you are starting a new church called Chapel of Divine Light. How can you assist me well? At a point, it's like it won't work. Start another business, sell colored glass or something. It will never have anything against what I'm doing, the church work.
You are preaching. You are preaching.
When you are going to work for somebody, know how to stay successfully and prosper. When Joseph's brothers came, Genesis 40, 46. When in verse 31, I'm teaching you counterintelligence, how to work with Pharaoh. Listen, those of you who think you are clever, how to work with Satan and how to work with pharaohs and how to work with bosses. I hope you are listening. Those of you at the back who have made yourself far away islands. Listen to this counterintelligence. Joseph said to his brother and his father, I'm going to introduce you to Pharaoh. Everybody say, deal wisely with Pharaoh. And say unto him, my father's house, my brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. Verse 32. And the men are shepherds. Do you see? For their trade has been, they have brought up their flocks and all that they have. Verse 33. And it shall come to pass that when Pharaoh shall call you and ask you, what is your occupation? I have to know how to speak. Then you shall say, he actually coached him before going to see Pharaoh. You have to know what to say. You don't just say anything. If you say the wrong thing, it brings a problem. Say, you shall say, Thy servant's trade has been about cattle. From our youth even till now. And also our fathers. Why? Because he wanted Pharaoh to let them peacefully stay in Goshen. And they do not have cows in Cairo. So that he may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. That's why they hate that word shepherd in Lighthouse. They hate that word. And if you check the NIV, it says that a shepherd is detestable. That's why they hate when we are saying, I'm a shepherd, this is my shepherd. The sheep is a pastor. He does not like it. NIV. It says, for all shepherds are detestable to the Egyptians. And he planned the answers for Pharaoh. Because they will not all be shepherds, but he planned it because he wanted the isolation for their prosperity. That's why they prospered for years. Yes. You should answer that your servants have tended livestock from our boyhood onwards, just as our fathers did. Then you will be allowed to settle in the region of Goshen. From today, you will be allowed to settle peacefully in the Goshen of your lives and your ministry. Chale, you must know how to talk at the workplace. Oh. So I'm a pastor, you know, I'm a man of God. I preach, I speak the word, I do this. Look, people don't like those things. Oh. People don't like those. Those are the things that have caused more trouble for people than so many things. Yeah, and when they ask you, let's say we are in England, what you planning to do with your future? The work that you are doing, you tell them that this is what I like, what I'm doing. Since I came here, this is the career, this is what I'm doing. What else am I doing? I said, oh no, I'm looking to leave soon. I want to do, I'm into ministry. I want to go to full time. I want to be a missionary. You want to be a missionary? You want to be whatever? You want to be a shepherd? Hey, boy! You have answered the wrong way. I coached my son when he was working at the bank. I coached him. I said, look, when the Pharaoh calls you, he says, What are you? What are your plans? Well, they always like to ask the young people, what are you going to do? So how is it? I say, answer. So this is a very interesting what he's doing at the bank. And that is all. What else is there? Yes. I'm taking it to World Cup. This is it. I'm here. Where else am I going? This is it. You have to know how to, and you don't tell lies, that you think of it and answer in a way that is both true, but it's not, my heart is not with you. My heart is not, I don't like this work. I hate coming to work here. I'm tired of this place. I'm just dying to be on leave. I wish I can leave you. I wish I'll never see your face again. You are saying this to your taskmaster. You are not dealing wisely. You are not dealing wisely. Go and play this message. This message, I feel, let my people go. You go and play it in the office for your boss to hear. Let my people go. Hey! Verse 35. It's finished. Is that the next verse? That's the last verse. And Joseph came and told Pharaoh, my father and my brothers and my flocks and all that, they have come from the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Goshen. Wow. And he took some of his brethren family and presented them to Pharaoh. What happened? And Pharaoh said it to the brethren. Exact question. He knew this is what the man will ask you. What work do you do? What do you do, you people? He had the apple. He had a puffer there. What is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, oh, we are shepherds. Meanwhile, Jews are money lenders. Yes, they are money lenders. They are people that start banks. They lend money. I mean, they are entrepreneurs and clever workers. Honest of everything. CNN, Warner Brothers, Warner Studios, all the media houses, banks, all Goldman Sachs, everything. Macy's, Sears, all, they own all. They started all. The first car was made by a Jew. Mercedes-Benz was founded by a Jew. All these things are Jews. Google. Really? They can take your name off Google, I hear. The founder of Google, owner of Facebook, all these people, they are all Jews. You say you are shepherds. So just say we are shepherds. Because some of you are shepherds. So just say we are shepherds. It will work very well. Anyway, our fathers, I mean, it's like we are some detestable whatever. You see, your boss must not feel he's threatened by your existence and by your presence. That is why when you start to support them, and when you work hard and they see your effort, just the effort and results and so on, they start to just notice you like that. But you still have to be careful because you may bring all the results, but when they feel you are condemning them by your righteousness or by you are not into what, the guy sitting there is very immoral, very some way, and you are the one by, they don't like it at all. So, you know something? I don't feel free with that guy. You know, that guy, he looks at me out of his eyes. I don't like, that's all. They will find a way, there will be a meeting. You see that reshuffling? It looks like, we have to lay people up this, and you know that black guy, you know that. Verse 4. Then said Moreover unto Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land we are come, the servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine in the land of Canaan. Therefore we pray, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. The out there is okay for us. And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land make thy father and brethren to dwell in the land of Goshen, let them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle. Like, if you know any cattle, like good guys with cows. Hey! You take us, the only cows that we look after. No problem. Verse 7. Wow. This is a blessing. So please, know how to stay with your Pharaoh. You know how to deal wisely with them. Yeah. Now, Exodus. Go back. Chapter 12. The final master key is the key of the Passover. The key of the sacrifice. Chapter 12. Then the Lord spake unto Moses in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be to you the beginning of months. The beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year. Listen. The month of the Passover. And I hear it's Passover now. The month of the sacrifice. Sacrifice is always the beginning of exits and real and genuine escape. They sacrifice the lamb of sacrifice. Huh? Yeah. And they were out. They were all out. Everybody came out. Kojo, you and I, stand up. Come and stand by me. Two of us. These two boys here. Stand here. You are. Let me stand. Am I taller than you? No, go up. Okay. Now, two of us, we completely destined for hell. completely, and two of us have escaped hell by only one thing. The sacrifice of Jesus and the blood of Jesus has, completely delivered the two of us from hell. Fantastic. You may be seated. Yes. Two of us. What about you? Have you escaped from going to hell? Yes. Now notice. Look at this. Speak to the congregation in the 10th month and say to them, every one of you shall take a lamb for your house. If the house be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the souls. That means your sacrifice is according to your house. That is why, you know, when the Bible says to whom much is given, much is expected. You've got a large household of 400 people. Somebody has a household of just he and his wife. Somebody has a household of three. You are not expected to have the same amount of sacrifice. To whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. Where I come from, a lot of people earn 120 cedis. Divided by four is what? $30. Where I come from? A month. A lot of people earn 200 cedis. Which is divided by four. It's $50 a month. South Africa was one of the poorest countries that we ever went to in all our crusades, if not the poorest. You see the place beautiful and everything. Very poor. Very. You know, we have to hire armed, what do you call it, to take the offering. And the cost of the cost of the security people that we brought is more than the offering that they've come for. Many times. Yes. It's almost like we shouldn't have even taken the offering. Because if we had not taken it off, we wouldn't have needed the security with guns and what have you. And the offering is less than the amount that the people give. And they are very poor. They don't have money at all. Actually, one of the reasons also is debts in South Africa. You know, the white man has ruled them and developed a debt system very well. When you are having, if you're having a conference like this and it was pastors, the cars will be from here to the next traffic light. You think they are selling cars or something. Everybody has a car. The wildest cars. You can't see them even in America. Yes. Beautiful cars. Yes. Beautiful. All on mortgage. Pay everything. They don't have money at all. When you take off the smallest, lowest. Yeah. It's fantastic. So, you have more. If you have more. And you start to sing the chorus. What are the chorus of rich people? I'm expecting something. I'm just working on whatever. And some inflows. Give me a bit of time. I just used up. I just did whatever. And I'm sorting out something. It's a song. It's a song. They play. You can press play before he speaks. From today, you will never sing that song. Everybody's house, according to the size of a house, you bring your lamb. You know, I bring a lamb and you bring. Somebody had just a small lamb chop. This is what is. Two little lamb chops. You see how they cut the lamb chops more? Two. Somebody had the bigger one. According. That's God always blesses us and expects according. God is expecting more from Lighthouse than he's expecting from Chapel of Divine Light International Angels. Whatever he's given us, expect more. By the way, an angel of prosperity has been released into this church.
expect to prosper 10 times more than you have prospered up till now. The prophecy you believe is the one that's going to happen to you. Verse 5. Quickly, we must finish it. Your lamb shall be without blemish. Your lamb shall be without blemish. They shall take of the blood, strike on the two posts and the upper posts of the house when they shall eat it. They shall eat the flesh in the night. Eat not of it raw. Let nothing remain. That means exactly what you need. God is not expecting more. He's not expecting you to kill lambs and just lambs are lying all over the place. I hope the communion people are ready. You will go in the strength of that meat. My flesh is meat. My blood is drink. And you shall eat it with your loins girded and your shoes on your feet and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Look, when God starts to move, I don't know what it is, but it seems to come suddenly. And sometimes you have no time for discussions and meetings. You know, I stop having long meetings. So when I see that I'm talking to you, I just get up. Just now I was telling Bishop Joel about the sound, and he started to give this. I said, no, stop it. Stop it. When I was in London, the guy who did the sound, I said once, change the sound. He didn't say that. Then change the sound. Because he thought he was somebody who did. I got up, I went to the bar, I said, let me warn you. Let me warn you. You know nothing. Change the sound to what I say. Stop destroying what I'm doing here. I don't have long meetings. Paul, that's why I walked away yesterday. I don't have long meetings. I can't stand it. Because all the long meeting is out of you are just don't want to do what is right. Don't start talking. All this we've been talking for years, since 2001 and beyond. The same topic we've been preaching. And I just don't want to do it. You let us talk for a long time. So the talk, even the sensation to need to speak, it shows the stubbornness and disobedience. That's what creates the sensation that you need to speak. Yes. You shall eat it quickly. In haste. When God is moving, move quickly with him. I don't know why he's moving. Maybe he's just moving for a short while. Things don't last. Azusa. It was 2 years, 3 years. 2 years of very big meetings. They filled the whole street. People came for the whole world for 2 years. Then he married the guy. You think it will go on forever. The guy married. When he married, the secretary who used to be there was jealous. She went away with the list of the people that they write to. And suddenly he couldn't write to anybody in the world to come there for Azusa meeting. So he just ended it. His whole ministry was ended by a secretary. She took the list away. And so the people were in the world waiting because they used to come from all over the world to California to come and attend the meetings. And they were waiting for invitations. They filled the church and the street. Azusa Street. No one had heard of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit before then. It was now new. The girl went away. And it was 2 years, it was over. You see, so sometimes when God is looking for speed, say, you want to give, you want to. If I'm dead now, my coffin is here. God forbid. You may think I will die before. You can easily be the one there. But I'm explaining to you for you to see. If I'm there and I'm lying there, there will be nothing. Oh, I have money I want to give. You will give it to what? There is not. You will not. There will be nothing to give it to or for anything. You just keep it, do whatever, pay whatever. That is it. There will be nothing. So when God is moving, you got to be fast. People have long meetings, talking a lot, meeting. Don't want, after, can I see? Okay, I understand. Whatever you say, I'll do. Whatever I say. What you also say. Eat it in haste. Verse 12. For I will pass through the night. This night, and I will kill the one who has been keeping my servant from from going. I pray there will be no pharaohic husband here who has to be dealt with, or pharaohic wife who has to be dealt with, or pharaohic father. You know, fathers in America have to take, because in the UK, the difference between the UK and here is that the children, they are more independent. They are more like on their own, people who were sent there, and they are just, you know, but here they are more families. It's like this and my children, this and my children, they are with, and you are here, a lot of them are here with your children. So the release of the children to work would really depend a lot on the parents. So when, after some time, you see that children are no longer, I felt they were so happy to be here, serve the Lord, and like they no longer serving the Lord, it will be most likely the parents through this kind of... Yes. You just put your leg there, and then the child is not running anymore. Suarezified. I will kill your firstborn. You see, you've kept my servant. Somebody's servant, you called him to the next house and you've locked him in the room. And they've said the man who he works for is calling. Christopher John! Christopher William! He can't even hear. You've locked him. God singer! You've kept the singer in the world. God said, I need my singer. God's builders, his money men, you've kept them. You've locked them down with chains. You've chained them like that. They are all chained. Legs are chained, hands are chained. God is... Richard! Christopher! And you turn to the servant next to you, Kweku, Christopher, I think they are calling us. And you look at all chains, all of you chained by Pharaoh. American chains, Western chains, different types of chains. I think they are calling us. We can't go. And you try to move. God is saying, let them go. I will kill your child to get my child. You've kept my child. I will kill your child to get my child. I will smite all the firstborn. I will execute judgment. I'm the Lord. Verse 13. And their blood shall be to you for a token on the houses. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Yes, this world is going to be destroyed. Verse 14, this day shall be a memorial and you shall keep it. Now, memorial means something to remember. Now, let me explain something to you, my friends. Sacrifice is the master key. You know, one day I was speaking to a top businessman in the UK. He really wanted to serve the Lord. Somehow he followed me around, go here. I told him, look, there is no way to serve God without losing something. If you think you're going to come along with everything, there's nothing like escaping without losing something. Sorry. So, remember that there is nothing like serving God without having a lot. Like me, you see, I'm not a specialist. I didn't lose my university education, but I lost my specialization. No, I didn't even lose it. There's nothing I've lost. But let's speak technically, you know, just technically. What is a specialist? Technically, I don't know what, I can't imagine what I've lost. Because when God gives it back to you, it's more, I have more than 30 doctors that work for me, specialists, and they all answer to me. They are my employees. The hospital that I say I've left, we have it. I have it more. We are about to build a bigger center. Amen. So when I talk about myself, I've lost something, it's a bit funny sounding, but technically speaking, I have to say that. So I lost that. I know more when they are mentioning Dr. So and so, this one's a radiologist, this one is this, this one is this. Who are you? So I'm nothing. You get it? Yeah. So in that sense, I lose something. I lose respect. Because if you say somebody who is respected, doctors. Pastor is not respected so much. Pastor. We are respected. Yeah. Maybe we are more feared because we have some power that, you know. Yes. Now they can see that. Even the ability to have the people. They see that there is something. I don't know whether it's fear. President, Prime Minister Cameron, Prime Minister of England. Yeah. I saw a video of him. I said, this is the church is powerful. He attended Redeemed Church of God, Nigerian church service. Yes. White Prime Minister. Because the Nigerians that are in the UK, they are all voters now. Millions. He said, you will not attend. Attend. And they will speak it up. You say you will not attend. Attend it. Very powerful. Because Redeemed Church of God, their church in Nigeria, where they have their meetings, 2 kilometers by 2 kilometers. When you give your life to Christ, they have buses at the side. When you give your life to Christ, you walk to the side, you catch a bus to the altar. You catch a bus to the front of the church. Yeah. The buses are here. You give your life to Christ, you go to the bus, you join the bus. We are going to give our life to Christ. Let's go. All on board, then they continue. They go to the front of the church. To the stage. Offering to, they use buses. They use cars. And the usher drives. He drives. It's too fantastic. You say you will not deal with the church. So let sacrifice be one of the master keys. The blood has to be shed and you are out. So when God calls on you to sacrifice something, sacrifice it. Give it up and go. Give it up for the Lord. Full-time ministry. And when you say full-time ministry, it's not about receiving a salary. All of you who went to different places, our pastors who are going to Hawaii, they were happily living ever, having happily ever after here, eating and drinking in wherever they were. Where they are going? What is full-time ministry? What is full-time? That is full-time. It's World Cup. If God calls you, like our pastor Ransford from Dallas, he's gone to Kinshasa. You see, Kinshasa, we sent missionaries there. The missionary was asleep in his house. The whole house collapsed and he died. Yes, it's happened. And that is where he's gone to. It's comfortable to go there. His wife has also gone. No long meeting. I've never had a meeting with this boy. He said, I will go. I said, you say you go? Go. No talking. If you want me, I will go. If you say this, if it's not, there's all those jargon. There's nothing like that. Whatever you say, I should do it. No, stop, stay, all those things. Less than 1 minute on the staircase, you go. The person will go. No long talking. When God calls you to give up, and let me tell you something, sacrificing for God is not as terrible as it looks. It's when you delay that it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You see, when God calls you, let's take Bishop in Tefl. Where are you, please? Let's take this. This man had built his own hospital by the time he was saying, yes, Lord, I will give up everything. He had so many employees. So, and he had equipment, this, so many things. Companies, clients.
That become bigger.
Yeah, he was a rich man.
It becomes more complex. Yeah. It becomes more complex. You see, somebody like me, it was easier. Bishop Saki, Bishop Ed, we didn't have anything. We had potential, but not anything. You get what I'm trying to say? There's nothing. The longer you wait, the more complex it becomes. Think about whatever you are earning now. They say go to Dallas. Go to, Kinshasa. Or Lumumbashi. Or Kisangani. It looks very complex. And if you have children, lots of children, and if the children are going to college, university, and you have to pay fees, it's more complex. It's almost as if you don't want your child to go to school. Yes. Or, where is Niajedu? This one too. Who is one of the bosses? Ashanti Goldfields. Yes. One of the top guys. When he was he was always managing different mines all over the world. He invited me and my family, took us to the waterfalls, took us on a safari, hosted us in hotels. He's a very prosperous, this struggling about, what do you call it? Yes. I have the picture up till today. It's one of, I remember that time clearly. Very nice time. This one. We driving on the wind and we'll be talking. Yeah, I said, I can't tell you to leave your such a big whatever, a big man with big whatever. Hey. God himself told him that it's time. It's time. Actually, if he hadn't come, he would have been dead by now. Because some people would have killed him. This morning we're talking about it. Now that I've even been, I know a bit more. I know he will not be that alive. Yeah. But it's not that easy. It's not that easy. The longer. That's why the young people, you are more likely, unless your father puts the leg there and then you fall down. It will be far easier to enter. Me, if I go to Haiti now, all of you say you are coming to Haiti, holidays in Haiti, we show nice. You see that Haiti is the nicest country in the world. If I go there now, you'll see. Yeah. When I stayed in Kolegono, what is Kolegono? That is where Yonggi Cho came to dedicate our church. So many international people that were, they all came there. Yeah. Don't. When God calls you, don't struggle. Whatever he says, you have to lay down. Just make it easier for yourself. Make it what? Every painful thing in this world is, we always try to make it easier. When women are going, this is a gynecology, when women are going to give birth, don't you give them more injections and other things? As if you didn't feel anything. Like the smallest thing, just a small prick, and then the whole birth is coming on. That's all. Always you try, but you still do what you have to do. You still tear apart your womb and tear apart all the things that have to be torn apart. But you try to make it easier. Why are you laughing? Have I said something? I'm preaching. You understand the preaching? Is it easy to understand? Yeah. Yeah. You still go through the tearing. Tear. You see the head of the baby cover. True or not true? But you try to make it easier for yourself. And I always try to make it easier for people when somebody wants to serve the Lord. If, for instance, you want to be a missionary, and it's easier for you to be a missionary in Costa Rica than for you to be a missionary in Burundi, or a missionary in Ethiopia, or a missionary in Somalia, I prefer to send you to Costa Rica. Yeah. Bible says, make straight paths for your feet. Make it as easy as possible. Huh? Your wife is Spanish speaking. Do you speak Spanish? Yeah. If it's easier. Me, I'm also a human being. I'm also a human being. I also have my own life. In full time, like when I say full time, you know what I mean by full time. But let's say those few people that collect salary, we don't have anything. I come at 6 o'clock. Come whenever you want, but just finish the work. Yes, finish it. Yes, finish whatever you are doing. Because to me, I hate going somewhere. 8 o'clock, I have to go. 9 o'clock, be there. 6:37. Hey, I feel too much pressure. Don't you feel the pressure? And sometimes you are rushing together to do nothing. But it's almost like Pharaoh says, listen, appear. And Pharaoh has developed various technologies to swipe you and to enter, clock you, the number of hours. So you see God's servants, you know, counting the hours. How many have counted hours at work? Then it shows you are in Pharaoh's house. You are escaping in Jesus' name. So, make it easier for yourself. Make it easier for yourself. Whatever God says, humble yourself and do what God tells you to do. When you have to give, when you have to sacrifice, when you have to take the Passover lamb and shed the blood, pay the price, give the life. Do it. Some of you may even be your child. Don't hold back. You're just saying, you are my child. I give you. I give you to God. I give you to God. I give you to God. Yes. Whatever it is. And some of you see, look, some of you here, what is what Ernest was explaining? Come. You remember what he was saying? Come. He was explaining, sir, we have McDonald's there. Why do you think he was saying we have McDonald's there? Why do you think he's saying we have McDonald's?
He's encouraging us to go.
And he's trying to make it easier. It's like there is McDonald's there. There is Payless. There is what? KFC. Is that KFC?
Yes. Even there's Walmart. Walmart also have
a there's Walmart.
They just came 2 months ago.
2 months ago. Medical school, $35. Why? You see, because anybody who has passed through a certain fire and passed through certain waters, you get it, realizes how fearful it is before. But by the time you go through, you look back, you realize that all those on the other side are so afraid, but it's not like how you think it is. Because when you look at people that are in full-time ministry, that are working with me, take Serena and some, they were all here in America. Have they died? What has happened to them? Are they sad? They're all happy. When you come near, you see that everybody is happy. Flowing. You saw Dr. Nabia, that she's flowing. When she first came, Nabia, Dr. Nabia, she was in Atlanta, I don't know, Chicago or whatever. A doctor. When she first came, it wasn't easy. Yeah. She had two phones. MTN and Tigo. And she would be there looking at the two phones. Nobody was calling her because she was lonely. It was the first step. So at the point she was wondering that maybe the phone is not working. So she would take one and ring the other one. to check that this one is working. And she would take this one and ring this one. But now, oh, you see her, she's director. She's a director. Moving. She can She never knew that it involves all these things.
Yeah.
Yes. Recently I sent her to Liberia about some few weeks ago. I remembered a prison. I told her, Nabia, do you remember the prison? This prison. I don't think it's the one in the picture because we went to another one in Buchanan. Yeah, but the inside. Darkness. If ever there's a place that looks like hell, it was that prison. So I told her, Nabia, you know, God has put it on my heart. This prison, I want us to change the prison. So I said, go to Buchanan and go back to the prison. Go to the owners of the prison, the managers or whatever, and find how we can. So she went. She came back, everything. So the project we are starting. We changed everything for the prison. Put lights, everything. Change the toilet, whatever. Toilets, everything. Oh. I'm talking about fulfillment and joy. Working for God. It's wonderful. But initially, you see, but that's why people who have passed today will be gone. There's Payless. There's Walmart. There's what? You are like in America. Yeah. Whatever God has told you to do, don't struggle with God. You are supposed to die like a lamb, not like a pig. Pigs, you can't take him to kill him easily. That's why they shoot them. Squealing and struggling is what? If it's a lamb, you just hold him like this.
That's how Jesus died.
That's how Jesus died.
Yes.
Like a lamb. No talking. No struggling. Hey, can we see you for... Hey, can we see... Oh God, if you want... Can we see you for discussion? So I've sent you a text. Did you see my text? You haven't seen my text. Oh, I was explaining something to you. So, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. It's too much. Too long. Too long. Too long have cost too much. It hasn't cost me my life. It hasn't cost my ministry. It has cost your ministry. I'm called alone. Look unto Abraham your father and to Sarah who bare you. For I called him alone and I blessed him and increased him alone. I'm called without my wife, without my assistants, without my friends. I'm alone in my calling. If you'll be part of my calling, it's a wonderful thing. We will be happy together. But if you don't do, it's your calling and your ministry that you didn't fulfill. Whether you have a church in Las Vegas, it will not affect my reward in heaven. Yes. Otherwise, Jesus' reward in heaven will be greatly diminished by all of us disobedient children. We have disobeyed him. We have to make songs before you can hear the things. Second thing, please, they're very important. Giving of money. Look at Philippians chapter 4, quickly. Philippians 4. Thank you, Ernest. Wow. This is wonderful. Now, I want you two people to never forget what I'm sharing. And then the next thing is even going to blow you off. Verse 15. Or verse 14. Notwithstanding, you have done well that you did communicate with my affliction. Everybody say communicate.
Communicate.
What's your name?
Vicky.
Communicate with my affliction. This is how people communicate. When there's a problem, we want to send something to help the poor people. When there's an affliction, it's it's not well. Oh, there's this trouble that has come. We communicate something small with you. We call you, text you. How is everything? Are you okay? All right. This is how people are. But Paul said, you did well. You did well. Verse 15. Now you Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. You see, not affliction. The first communication was about afflictions. But nobody was into giving and receiving, like those type of things. Nobody. Many Christians can't give and don't give. Let me tell you, people, there is no riches and prosperity without giving. There's nothing like that. It doesn't exist in the kingdom of God. There's no prosperity without giving. There's no release from poverty without giving. Sacrificing to give. Only you. If it was only you and there were so many churches, it shows that it is always some people who give and a lot don't give. A lot. A lot don't give as they could give. It takes, you know, you would think everybody gives. Do you think America gives to the world? Huh? Do they give? What about Switzerland? Look, you may think America gives, and of course they have given a lot, but relative to what America can give, they probably give almost 0.0. It's true. How much is one nuclear weapon? How much is one warhead? One plane? One rocket into space? You see, you can see what money people have when they spend money. That's why when somebody says you have money and you say, I don't have money. Don't say that. Don't say that. When you say that, it's like a song. Don't say that. Because from what you do, you can tell the kind of money that you may have around. When you see the things that America can do and has, nuclear weapons, aircraft carriers, fighter planes, rockets, guns, this, ships, rockets to space, what have you. When they take just a few bullets, they can change the whole world. But of course, when you give the money to the people too, they won't use it well. So it's also another thing. But I'm not talking about using. I'm talking about giving. 1 cruise missile, how much? $5 million. Yes. The drones and everything. Go back. Philippians. No church. Only you. Verse 16. Now, listen, I want you to underline something here, and you can even make a note on it if you have a way of making a note in the Bible. It says, for even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again, unto my necessity. He could have written, even in Thessalonica, you sent once and for all. Once and for all. There are many people who give once and for all. Once and for all, I've given, that's it. Once and for all, that's it. Remember what I gave last? That's it. If it's not enough, you can lump it. Look at it. Once and again, as against once and for all. Yesterday, I wanted to cry when I was taking the. No, it's not a saying. I don't need to impress you. I said before I started, I said that I am aware. People have given. Before I came, there are people here that have already given money for some projects that we did a lot of money, and they are here. So I'm about to ask for. I want you to not be under any kind of delusion that I'm not aware of that. You have some, I don't have everything. So I'm not expecting whatever. And apart from that, many times, they brought it. Many times, people can give once and for all. I'm done with this thing. Yes. But what is this boy? What did he say? He said, you give me once and again and again and again and again and again and again. That's your Bible. That's your Bible right there. That's your Bible. There's no church he wrote this letter to, only these people. Verse 17. Not because I desire a gift. Not because I desire a gift. You see, sometimes when a pastor is urging people to give, do you see? You always know that people have a mind that he wants something. That's why he's saying what he's saying. So even in those days, you have to say it. How much more now? Not because I desire a gift. I desire a gift. I desire money from you. I desire your gift. I desire your gift. Amazing that he had to point that out to people that are giving. He has to point out. Not because I desire it. But what? I desire fruit. You are not, God is not looking for who to for blessing. God is looking for who to bless. You need to be blessed. He's looking for somebody to bless. Not somebody who is coming to bless God. There is nothing you can change. I am God. I'm Jehovah. I'm your Redeemer. There is nothing you can add to me or take away from me. I say, a wave. The other day, the Holy Spirit whispered to me, pray for an angel of prosperity. That angel is released all over you here in America. There is coming a greater wave of prosperity and increase. And that is why God is telling you, deal carefully with Pharaoh. Don't sign things when Pharaoh is giving you. Can you please sign? Before you realize, you are only left with your body. Your body is the only thing you own. The rest have been signed out. When you get the chance up there, the guys they find it. You see Joseph. Joseph carefully took all the Egyptians. They were left with only their bodies. He came and told them, we have nothing except our bodies. Find it and then you put it up. Verse 18. Look at it. It's fantastic. Fruit to abound to your account. This is an old King James account. He's using the word account. They have not even started bank accounts yet. But he said it's going to abound. Your account will be filled from now in Jesus' name. You cannot have this account with $100 and $200 anymore. Those days are past in the name of Jesus. Receive a full account. Receive a full account. Somebody here, you have never seen $100,000 in your account. From today onwards, you will see $100,000 and beyond in your account. $100,000 will not be a struggle, an amount you struggle to see in your bank account. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. No. It's Genesis. Genesis what? 47 verse 18. Yeah. You better come down after for a shooting. That's better. When the year was ended, they came to Pharaoh and they said, look, Pharaoh, we will not hide it from you. Our money is spent. And there is nothing left of us in the sight of the Lord, but our bodies. No, and our lands. But he goes on, and the land is also gone. Yeah, go on, you see, he took the land too. We are left with only our bodies. Yeah, wherefore shall we die? Buy us and our land. Buy us. We are selling ourselves to you. Give us seed that we may live and not die. Verse 20. And Joseph bought all the land for Pharaoh. Yeah. For the Egyptians sold every man his field. So the land became Pharaoh's. Yes. Only their bodies were left. Verse 21. The land became Pharaoh's. And for the people, he moved them to cities. He transferred all of them. So that nobody will say, this land is for me. 22. Only the land of the priests bought he not. Joseph Dalimbo, he brought the money in, but deal wisely. Okay, back to Philippians 4, please. Verse 18. We are ending something, and then we have communion. But I have all and I abound and I'm full. When God's house is full, when God's servant is full, and I've received all things. Notice the word. I'm looking for a word. Which were sent from you. Listen, an odor of a sweet smell. A sacrifice. You see, your giving is a sacrifice. When I talk about the lamb which is exiting you from something, remember that your sacrifice, is giving and receiving, is one of the major sacrifices a servant of God can deploy to cause your deliverance and escape from Pharaoh's control. Why? Why do I say that? Why do I say that? Why do I say that? Because it will take a supernatural power. Someone said, but I don't understand how killing the lamb makes the people free. Yes, that's the power of God. That's why we preach about the blood of Jesus. We cannot change it into motivational speaking. And that is not the kind of power we are dealing with. We are talking of power. You see how you are sitting here? It takes power to bring you here. We are Americans. We are in America. Look, we are not in Ghana or Togo or Nigeria. We don't have whatever. We are in America. And look at you here. You've been here for the last 3 days. Yes. Pyramids are being, the scaffoldings are there, waiting. Everybody say, a sacrifice. Acceptable. Listen, some of you may be thinking, I have to give. Wimod, you see, I have to give myself full time and go to Gambia to then I've sacrificed. Look at it. A sacrifice acceptable. The word that should make you happy is acceptable. Acceptable. It is acceptable. When people pay for me to travel and to preach, it is a sacrifice acceptable. So, but I haven't also died, I haven't also given up my profession. Read it. I have it. I'm full. I've received through Epaphroditus the things you sent. It's an odor in the spirit. It's a smell in the spirit. It's a sacrifice acceptable in the spirit. It's acceptable. It's acceptable. It is acceptable. It is acceptable. It is acceptable. It is acceptable. Hans, do you hear me? I said it is acceptable. Your money that you give is acceptable. Louise, are you not comforted by that? It is acceptable. Because you may think that, I have to stop working at. Read it. It's a sacrifice acceptable and well pleasing. Well pleasing. Me, I'm standing here and nobody, a sinner. I'm standing here and you are giving an offering and I feel like crying. What about God? Who sees everything and who knows more? Ah! loving the scriptures? Are you loving Jesus that we are reading the Bible? Wow. Now comes the blessing. And comes the prophecy. And the prophecy you believe is one that's going to verse 19. But my God. My God. You see, you have pressed the man of God. Now he's about to speak. My God shall supply. My supply all your needs. All your needs. Not according to your poverty, according to your small calculations. According to his big riches, he supplies all your needs. In glory, by Christ Jesus. It's supernatural. Can I take in out a vision? He had a vision. Jesus was talking to him. Come, Ben, come. Jesus was talking to him, standing there. And Jesus was talking to him. And there was, I go, Ben. Come here, Ben, stand here, stand here. And then there was this one. Where is he? Stand up here. Up here. Stand here. Yeah. Like this is Jesus. He's talking to me. I'm explaining the vision. And some of you, you don't know about these visions. But to me, it's everything. I like it. And Jesus was talking to him. Then he asked Jesus, who is that big guy standing behind him? During the vision, there was a big. And Jesus said, that's your angel. That's your angel. And then he told him, listen, he gave him a date. He said, by this date, your angel is going to bring you a certain amount of money. Wow. Yeah. Your angel. Wow. He asked him, who's the guy? It's my angel. Big. During Good Friday, one of our pastors, his daughter like this, you can't see, this is the height, she's like this, remember that girl, she saw angels, so we were going home, said, Bishop, whatever's daughter said she saw angels, so I saw her, did you see this? Yes, how many angels? Two. Where were the angels? So I asked, where were the angels? They were going up. So how big were the angels? Like my size, or maybe 12. Three times your size. What were they doing? They were flying. They were going up. You saw, yes. Angel, yes. He says, you shall see angels ascending and descending. You see something ascending and descending. Who is that big guy? He's your angel. I was not surprised, you know, one day I went to pray for a long time. When I arrived, I have my topics. Pray for an angel. For something. One of the things was answered in this meeting. I saw it. I said, ish. It's happening to you. It's happening to you. It's happening to you. Sit down. I have one more thing to tell you. Just one thing. We are closing with that. After that, we have the communion. I'm still on it. Give me your scarf. Mark 5. Mark 5.
Mark 5. There was a certain woman alright, she said, verse 25, which had an issue of blood 12 years. She had suffered things of many physicians and had spent all she had. Nothing was better. Things will get better. But rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my what? And his disciple seeth the multitude thronging him and sayest thou, his disciple said to him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Which is different from who touched my clothes. And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, came and told all, isn't it, that had happened. Wow. Is it not amazing? Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head. Everybody say, precious ointment. Precious ointment. Precious ointment. You are receiving precious ointment today. You are receiving precious ointment today. It is like precious ointment that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, down to the skirts of his garments. This is the Hebrew Bible. This is the Bible of the Jews. Turn to Mark chapter 6. Back to Mark 6. And the Sabbath day was there, and he began to teach. All right, and many were hearing him, they were astonished. And they said in verse 3, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the son of Joseph? And they said to him, verse 4, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and heal them. But notice verse 6. He marveled because of their unbelief. Unbelief is a twin sister to a lack of honor. Where a servant of God is not honored, that is where he is not believed. And his words are not believed. Yeah, we read Mark 6. Look at it again. He said that he marveled because of the unbelief. But verse 5 says, he could do no mighty work. So there's no, I want you to see the things that are absent. Honor is absent. Mighty works are absent. Verse 4. Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country. Where the gift of God is not honored, it doesn't work. Where the gift is not honored, it doesn't work. Then there are no mighty works. Then there is also no belief. But without belief in the gift. You see, Jesus was marveling at their unbelief. But what he was marveling was the unbelief in him. And in his gift. That is the context of this unbelief. It's not in general like their faith in Christian. Like their faith in Christian
things. But faith in him, the gift, in the gift. A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. Listen to me. I'm talking about sacrifice. And I'm also talking about sacrificing towards the gift and honoring the gift. When the woman with the alabaster box came and poured that expensive ointment on Jesus. Look, I want to show you something, and I want to divide and show you the difference between types of sacrifices. And I want you to see, because I'm ending in the next 5 minutes. Listen and understand. I'm showing you the differences. You see, when you have an aeroplane, you press this button, this happens. When you press this one, this happens. When you press it, not all buttons are the same. They are all buttons, but they all have different effects. Giving is like a button. Giving here, giving here, giving. Each one is different things. I was on a plane one with the pilot in the cockpit, and I was asking the pilot, what is this? What is this? What is this? So I said, I saw one knob there. I said, what is that? He said, this one is to turn the plane. So he just, to show me, he just turned it like this. He just turned it. Suddenly the plane went. Just to demonstrate to me, we were flying long distance. I don't know where we were going. Big plane. The people at the back didn't know that they were demonstrating something to me. Then he turned it back, and then the plane came back to where we were going. Yeah. Each button does something different. Now, yeah, he marveled without honor. No mighty works. Underline no mighty works. Underline no mighty work. Unbelief. But God called me alone. God called Jesus alone. Whether you believe in Jesus did not affect his. He completed his mission, including the unbelief of the Nazareth people. When we go to Jerusalem next time, you notice where Nazareth is. Yes. No mighty works. No mighty works. So mighty works, and the mighty works were for others, not like his being one, like the helping of a few sick folk. Just a few sick folk, not much. So when this woman with the issue of blood came, she knew that the garment, the anointing is in the garment. Now the point that I want to make is that, you see, if you are a man of God and people really honor the anointing, I'll tell you something, it may surprise you. At a point, you may even wish for somebody to love you, like if they do the right thing. Why? Because, are you listening? No, try to get this part. Oh, because, you see, the woman was not interested in Jesus at all. The woman was not interested in Jesus. You see, when you've identified real anointing and power, you will dissociate it very clearly in your mind from the person. This is separate from me. It's not me. This is not me. I'm here. And this is here. We are two different things. If you understand it, you're the man. At a point, you will be. It will hurt you. Like that, if it's done properly.
Because you know that they don't even care about you. They want what you are holding. They don't even care about you. They want what you have. If I may but touch, if I can touch the garment, which is the mantle, the anointed part. If you see, when you learn to honor the mantle, you start to receive the powers of Galatians 6:7. Yes. Galatians 6:6 is followed by Galatians 6:7. Directly. Many Christians don't know that. You see, as I'm walking here, let's say this, if I tell you that anybody who touches this will have 4 houses. Anybody who touches this will have 4 houses. And touches it in the right way. Because there are many ways you can touch it. Get up. Hit me. Hit me, but hit me through this. No. Come. Hit me. It's okay. But some people do that. They see a man of God and they, as I said, touch not my anointed. Because to touch the anointing, you have to touch the anointing. to touch the anointed. To touch the anointed. Anyone who mocks, you spit up. Anyone who mocks the anointed is due for a curse. When Elisha came out from being anointed, heavily covered with a double portion, and children came to laugh at him.
Oh, no.
You see, if getting close to a man of God makes you mock him, don't get close. It's better. So close that you can see that he's bald. You don't have to know all about his baldness. It's not part of your... Yes. You are coming to beat him. I'm beating him because I said you should beat me. He's not beating me. I'm teaching him how to beat. Then you have different people. Come, I'll show you. You have different people. They come in. It's not you, I want to. You, I don't know you. It's this thing. Wow. It's God you are dealing with. What can a man do? Are you not a man? Don't you know that you can also do nothing? So when the woman came near to him, said,
This thing, when God put it on me to serve him, that is the thing that is working. So this is it, what is working. From today you can teach. That's it. It's everything. It's everything. You know, today I'm going to Tulsa. What am I going to do? I'm just going to walk there. This place. There's nothing. I'm not going there. I'm not going to see anybody. It's just a wonder. The day this mantle fell on me, I have nothing to offer. I'm the most mocked and chosen person. Nobody chose me. But when this thing came on me, and the few who look at us, touch it gently. Treasure it. Something happens to them. And they get blessed. Well, the woman, she came and poured the alabaster. Look, she's the only person. Jesus said, look, wherever the gospel will be. Jesus never rejected. He said, few people value the anointed and his the anointing that is on the anointed. Not the person is rubbish. That's why Paul said, not that I desire a gift. Look, I'm richer than most of you here. I have to look after you. You don't have to look after me. You cannot do much for me. Oh, please. One day somebody touched like this. I saw it. The person became a millionaire. I won't give you the details. Because when I give you the details, it's not your, it doesn't concern you. It was in America. Isn't just touch later. Person became a millionaire. Yeah. It's what I've seen. Not me. I can take off my clothes if you like. It's nothing to me. It's nothing. I saw it later. When I went to Tulsa, look at that. It was wonderful to me. People sitting, Kenneth Hagin, they don't know who he is. The principal of the school said, "This is a great prophet. People come from all over the world to see him. The people are here, from here to here. They don't cross." And somebody come. She said, if I touch it, I know where it is. I know it's on him. I know he's wearing it. But if I touch it, I'll be okay. Quiet. 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 She said, if I touch it. Please, 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 please.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Quiet, please. Listen, you people, believe me, nobody is anything. It is the anointing that is something. It's God. He does things. If you respect it, but you see, it's on people. It's on people. So when I went to Tulsa, I could see, I know. Something. It's fantastic. It is everything. When I say everything, everything is the anointing. So I walk by and I see people have a feeling. They just say, Pastor's Appreciation Day is not Galatians 6:6. It's this that you fear and you honor it. It's not Pastor's Appreciation Day. It is respecting, it's recognizing, it's different from the person, the thing. But he's the one wearing it. So you hardly sort of interact with it without interacting with the person. It's everything. It's everything. It's always been everything. But they didn't appreciate it. They didn't know it. It's a great thing. But they didn't see. And then outsiders saw it. Outsiders called and bestowed honor on it. And held it. I don't know what it is. It's wonderful. From far, far they came. We can see. They want it. Please, Christianity is supernatural. Jesus was born of a virgin, it's supernatural. Your salvation is supernatural. There will never be Christianity without supernatural things. You must respect it and fear it. And when you do, more treasure. So I can't imagine people who strike. When they crucify Jesus. I don't know. There have never been any nation that have been massacred like them. Oh yeah. So yeah, I encourage you. This mantle, it makes you wealthy. Changes everything. Yeah. And it's here. Little girls, little boys, they see, they recognize, they enjoy it. We struggle. But God wants to give you a chance to hold it. Like the woman. A woman again. She came. She used her hair. With oil. Wipe it. You are precious to me. You are precious. You are not even, your feet
Your feet are precious. 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 And to those who it is precious, to those who it is precious, it comes. To those who recognize it. Because you may not recognize the part. Just concentrate. You may not recognize the part. That is wonderful. You may not recognize the part. That is wonderful. But if you can, and if you do, you handle it the way. And something will come into you. Like the woman with the issue of blood, bound for 12 years, power came into her. Healing. Wealth. Freedom. Work. Music. Ministry. Global. International appeal. Those who valued it, like that woman, she valued it. She became unforgettable personality. It was remembered up till today. Paul said, not that I need a gift, but if God would open your eyes. Jesus marveled their unbelief, and their unbelief was marked by the lack of honor of the mantle. But he said, look to Abraham, I called you alone. Whether the people of Nazareth respect it or not, the mantle marches on, and people come from far to benefit from it. Father, I thank you for all of us here. Thank you for the great escape out of wickedness, the escape into your power, to your mantle, into your precious anointing, your precious power. Precious power. Anyone who wears this mantle can only say, I'm lucky to be wearing it. Because it's an honor. It's something fantastic. Because you yourself are nothing. May that grace and that anointing be on you. Father, I thank you. You have blessed us. We have not lacked any good thing. Even at this meeting, we give you thanks and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We are going to receive communion now. And I want you to take this communion and believe for the power of God is coming into your life. Just take, everybody, take the wine. Are you giving out the wine and the bread? You have it already? Oh, you have it already. All right. Who's this one for? This is how we are ending. Can you sing, brothers, sisters, we are one? And our lives have just begun. And we'll live forever, sons of God. The table of the Lord, eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever. Everybody sing it. Sons of God, hear his holy word. God around the table of
take the bread out. Now, as Elijah went in the strength of that meat, Jesus said, "My flesh is meat indeed." Listen, in 1 Corinthians, Paul said, because you are not taking it well, some three problems. Some are weak, some are sick, and some have died. So weakness, sickness, and death physically can come from not understanding what you are doing. And if weakness can come, then strength can come. If sickness can come, then health can come. And if death can come, then life can come. And Jesus said, whosoever eateth my body, my flesh, and drinks my blood has life, not just spiritual life, Zoe, which means physical, literal, spiritual, physical life of all forms. Father, we declare this to be your flesh and your body. And as we receive it today, let a strength that we have never experienced in America since we came enter into our lives. Let there be a brain transplant as we receive the flesh of Jesus himself. Kidney transplant, liver transplant, colon transplant, flesh transplant, as we received his flesh into our bodies. Whatever cannot be in the flesh of Jesus cannot be in our flesh. Whatever foolishness cannot be in the flesh of Jesus and the brains of Jesus can never be in our brains and in our flesh from today. In the name of Jesus, we receive this supernatural meal and supernatural flesh into our flesh. And with the life that comes with it, the body of Jesus Christ. Now take the wine. He said, my blood is drink indeed. Whatever is poisonous in you is neutralized by this. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over. Whatever dark shadow is coming towards your house because of this blood today, it passes over you. Whatever mistake you made in America, and whatever mistake you made before you came here, and whatever mistake you've been making, by the mercies that come through this blood, you are delivered from that mistake and the effects of it. Whatever cannot be in the blood of Jesus, leukemia, cancer, poison, wickedness, death, cannot be in the blood of Jesus. It cannot be in your blood from this moment forward. As the blood of Jesus enters your body, it neutralizes the poisons of Pharaoh and the poisons of Satan in your life. Lift it up. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Savior of this world. Receive the blood of Jesus. On a hill.
On a hill. Far away.
No movement. No movement. Follow instructions. Follow instructions.
The emblem of suffering and shame.
Thank you for this wonderful church in America. I pray for healing right now of eyes. Receive healing in your eyes. I pray for healing of the ears. I heal of healing in the mind, in the brain, psychological conditions. I pray for healing for the children, Lord. Every child which is a source of concern, today, from today onward, will no longer be a source of concern. In Jesus' name, receive the power of God. I pray for mercies in the life of your children. I pray that evil will pass over your children and go to another house, but not to our houses. Deliver us from terror, Lord. Deliver us from earthquakes, from surprises, from wickedness. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let there be no need for doctors in this church. Let there be no need for medical care in this church. Deliver us, Lord, from admission to hospital, from surgeries, from operations, Lord. In Jesus' name, deliver us from bad diagnosis from doctors, Lord. We reject breast cancer. We reject every disease. We reject all forms of cancer. In Jesus' name, we block all forms of radiation, all forms of sickness, all forms of dangers, all poisons and toxins. In Jesus' name. We are delivered from it. And now, Lord, every low-paid person here is lifted up today. We thank you. Every suffering, struggling person who came to this program is lifted up out of the struggles. This meeting marks the end of struggles. Whatever torments us in America is cursed today in the name of Jesus. I see a snake, I see a viper, and I cut off the head of that snake in your life in Jesus' name. It has lost its power. It has lost its power. It has lost its power. Every homosexual spirit that seeks to creep to you or your child or your friend, I curse it and I reject it in the name of Jesus. It cannot happen to you, and it cannot happen to your child. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Now I pray for the children, Lord, all the children. Hey, let your spirit be upon them, Lord. Let your spirit be on all the children that are growing up here in America, Lord. Let them become the best children, Lord. Let it be said that the American children were the best children, Lord. Let them fear you. Let them serve you. Let them love you. Let them serve you. Let them follow you. Let them have good role models. Let them have good beloveds, good marriages, good friendships. Bless the little ones, Lord. Give us joy through our little ones in America. Lord, for why are we alive? Why are we alive? We thank you as you give us joy over our little children that you gave us here.
Thank you that our children will bring joy in America to the parents. We give you praise. Expect a very good news to happen to you this year. Receive very good news this year. Before this year is over, you will experience it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that whatever you began to do, you'll finish it. Now, whatever good thing God has begun in your life, I declare it is continuing and it is finishing in Jesus' mighty name. It will not end suddenly and it will not end before it is finished, but it will be continued and it will finish. Receive that in the name of Jesus and give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. 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 Father, thank you for this wonderful camp meeting, all that you have done, began to do, and are continuing. I love you, Father. I thank you in Jesus' name. One more thing. Sit down. Don't move around, please. I will tell you what to do. Please take your seats. No in and out. No in and out. You see, Bible said, my servant Caleb, he has followed me fully. He has another spirit. Learn to be Caleb. Pray for the blessing of Caleb, Numbers 14:24. Yes, so that you inherit things. Amen. Now listen, we are going to do one last thing. Philippians 4. Check verse 16. Philippians 4. Even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and for all. Once and again. Will you remember that? Yes. Once and again. We are going to take our offering. This is our last offering. And I want many people, you know, to pay for the cost of me coming to this program. Cost money. Amen. So give me a basket. We just do this quickly. I need one offering basket. I don't like to be a burden to the church. Amen. Thank you. You can leave the other one here too. I don't like to be a burden to the church. So I want us to give a good offering. Costs a lot of different things. You know, I don't have to tell you that something. It's not decent. Amen. But I want us, God touches you, come and put an offering. Maybe you want to give $1,000, maybe you want to give 100, 50, 20. But anybody wants to give anything like that, 1,000, 100, 50, to say, God bless you, Bishop. I hear this particular offering is paying for how it brings us. To bring you for this camp. How many believe that a camp is a good thing that we are having? Do you think it's a good thing? Yeah. It's a very important thing. No? When you go, I pray, go and listen to it again. Watch it again. Watch the videos. Play it like radio. Gradually. Because even this morning, God has explained to us more about how to deal wisely with Pharaoh. Yeah. Every day we are learning. Every day. Yes. So, take out
Maybe I want to give 1,000, 100, up to 100, I think I should say. Maybe 50 or 100. Come and just put it in quickly. Yeah, I want to give 1,000, 100, whatever, to pay costs for us to be here. Just up to 100, I think. I'll just do 100 for now. Up to 100, 1,000, anything. You can give towards. If you are giving by phone, just come with your phone and hit the phone. Can I have somebody? Could you, when you come and take the offering, then hold, stand and hold the back basket for me as a kind of assistance. The anointing is coming on you. Come and stand in front of me. Want to give maybe $100. Please don't come here with $20 or $50. Okay, Bishop Eddie, you can also hold here. Want to give $100. Want to say, if you look at Philippians 4:16, it says he has given once and again. Once and again. Once and again. Amen. Once and again. Text is healing Jesus, isn't it? Number four. Everything healing Jesus. I want to give $100. Please. Please don't come with 50. I'll come to 50. It's 100,000. 2,500, whatever. All checks paid to Lighthouse. Give me a check, please. Come in and give. It's a blessing to you. This is this morning's offering, not yesterday's. Some of you have yesterday's. You can also bring it, but I'm taking an offering for today, not yesterday. Are you giving today's offering or yesterday's offering? Today's offering. Want to give 1,000, 500, 200, 100, anything like that? Come. This offering is different from the others in the sense that, you know, I didn't say it's going to the same account. It's used exactly for the same thing. But I'm telling you that you are giving to pay for me to come here. So there's a blessing. It's a spiritual thing, but physically it's the same thing. It's not coming to me. I know that you don't mind if it comes to me, but that is not. It's not coming. It is a spiritual. I'm giving you a different spiritual reason for this offering, which matters. It matters because there are differences. It has a different effect. Thousand, 500, 200, 100. Remember that this is the last offering. As soon as we've closed. So like you wouldn't be able to give an offering in the evening or tomorrow or whatever. You are giving it now. Do you understand? So give. Have you seen the verse again? For you have given once and for all. Huh? Or what? once and again. Amazing. Is it not amazing that we keep reading the Bible and we keep finding out new things in the Bible? It's the angel. When there is an angel, there's revelation. In the book of Revelation, an angel was sent to each church. And the angel stands there. So when there's a lot of revelation, it's the presence of an angel, usually. The big angel that brought the book in Revelation 10, it was a big angel. So usually there are presence of angels where there's revelation. Try to be spiritual. You can't see all these things. Heaven will show you all. Right. You don't have 1,000 or 100 or whatever it is, but you want to give $50. Come and put it in now. 50. I'm intentionally doing this. 50. Even yesterday I didn't do $50, but I'm doing $50 now as an offering today. You couldn't have 100 and all that, but you can give $50. You are paying my expenses to come here. And I'm going to ask them after whether my expenses were covered. My hotel, I'm staying in a hotel just here. Wow. Because when that happens, I feel free to come again. I know that I'm not causing a problem. Do you get what I'm saying? I feel that I'm not causing a problem by traveling. Do you see? Do you want me to feel bad for coming? That's the offering I'm asking you to give now. 50. Of course, you can give anything you want to give, but I'm doing it in sections. Section 1 was 100 and above. 1,000, 2,000, whatever. But this one is $50. It says, I've given once and again. Sacrifice. The last exit. The Passover. And they were out. After the Passover, that was it. The next day, the next morning, they were on their way. You are finding your way to a higher place. From tomorrow morning, you see that Pharaoh's power over your life is diminished greatly. You watch and see. Wisdom for wisdom. When you go to Nigeria, you see on the police cars, some of them, they've written fire for fire. They've written it boldly on the police, on the car, fire for fire. Is it not true? Everybody say, fire for fire. Fire for fire. And we are saying here, wisdom for wisdom. Yeah, we know how to deal with Pharaoh. Yeah. We fight wisdom with wisdom. Pay for the tickets that carry the anointing to come here. That's what is happening now. Pay for it. You'll never be poor after today. Now you watch and see. God is going to give us a camp meeting. We'll raise $1 million here and we'll say, is it the same church? Is it the same church? Is it the same church? You see, because Pastor Francis Banfro was telling you, he was there. The day I said 1,000, it was like I've mentioned something like impossible. A
it was like asking everybody bring a tooth. And it's like, pull one out and come and put it in. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you for the last whatever before we go into coins and things. $20. Don't have anything, but you have $20 to pay for my tickets and whatever it costs for me to come here. I came with people, so many things. It costs a lot. They are all working. There's nobody here on holiday. When they are going on holiday, you know they are on holiday. You see them here during the vacation time. You see that they are on holiday. Everybody around is working. Can we have another basket? I hope the basket should be getting full. Don't bring coins. The coins is coming. Please don't go out. Don't walk out. Just let's focus quickly on the offering. Come very quickly. Go back very quickly to your seat. And then we are ending. We are ending. You are blessed. How many of you, this is the first time you come to Memphis? Make sure you text home and tell your friends that, look, I'm in Memphis. Take a selfie and send them, look, I'm in Memphis. I mean, let them know that you are being liberated in America. You get what I'm saying? Tell them, look, I'm in Memphis. And they say, what is Memphis? Oh, Memphis, that's Martin Luther was killed here, Elvis Presley. So, I mean, you've not heard of it. That's where we are. That's where I am. I mean, I'm having a great time. Are you having a great time? Is it wonderful? You know, the way you people say it's wonderful, I want to take it to Ghana. I want others to learn how to say it. It's just too wonderful. It's a franchise. Yeah. Now, you don't have $20, but you have dollars, not coins. You have dollars that are not coins. Yes. Come, bring it. Now, dollars that are not coins. Bring it. Whatever the dollars are. It's a dollar, but it's not coins. By the way, we accept all currencies in case you are not from America. Please come very quickly and go back to your seat. It's not a time to go to the toilet. If you go to the toilet where you are not supposed to go to the toilet, God can punish you to go to the toilet when you shouldn't go to the toilet. Because you reap going to the toilet when you shouldn't be going. You see that you are writing exams, you are going to the toilet. You are on an aeroplane, you are going to the toilet. You are at the airport, you are going to the toilet. Every place you shouldn't go to the toilet, that is where you need to go to the toilet. So don't go to the toilet now. We are just about to close. You are going for an interview, you go to the toilet. When you come out, you'll be smelling. You go for the interview and you see that the interview doesn't work. Or your wedding, and you need to go to, you are wearing a white gown, you need to go to the toilet. Hey, how can you say, I need to go to the toilet now? Oh, no, 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 no. You're wearing clear. You're wearing clear at the time. Finally, thank you. Finally, finally, finally. God bless you. The prayer I prayed was a prayer for healing. Okay, everybody, prayer. So now people come after, so pray for me, pray for me. That's a prayer. Spirit. Receive it. Believe it. It's a prayer for everything. Go home. Play the prayers you see that I prayed for you seriously. The prophecies. He sent his word and healed them. In Jesus' name. Gentlemen, thank you. Please put the baskets down. Ashes, take your bags. We are going to receive our final offering of boosters, whatever it is that there is left that you have not yet given. Lift it up. Boosters, coins, everything, foreign currencies. You can give currency from Burundi, Rwanda. It doesn't matter. We accept all that. Liberian dollar, even Zimbabwe dollar, which are no more used. Don't take baskets which have money in it. Okay. Shall Ida sing one last song for us? What is she going to sing? Let my people go. What? Ready at 20. Or let my people go. Yes, if you have your pledges also, maybe a pledge that you from yesterday, come to the front and put it here. Don't put it in the offering basket. Put it here. Don't put it in the one that is coming. The one that is coming around are for boosters and general final offerings. Lift it up and let's pray. Father, thank you as we give. Upstairs, everywhere. Children, those holding children, don't be left out. The fact that you've given birth doesn't mean you are cursed. You've given birth, it's rather a blessing. Amen. Father, thank you for this blessing as we give this final booster in Jesus' name. Amen. Ask the person next to you, are you giving a final booster or you feel, wait, Ashes, wait, I'm asking a question. Or you've given once and for all?
From God the other day, I was just a young person. He spoke to me and said, my child, you are mine. You must work and you must preach. Do you know the secret of prosperity? To keep us the kingdom of God. All these things that people seek for, I will give them all to you. Oh, let my people go. Oh, let my people go. They will serve me in the wilderness. Oh, let my people go. Oh, let my people go. They will serve me in the wilderness. Blessed is the man whom God chooses and he causes to approach. Shall be satisfied with the good of the house and of thy holy temple. Oh, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that thing will I seek for. I may dwell in the house of the Lord and behold the beauty of the Lord. Oh, let my people go. Oh, let my people go. They will serve me in the wilderness. Oh, let my people go. Oh, let my people go. They will serve me in the wilderness. Prosperity. first the kingdom of God, and all these things people seek for, I will give them all to you. Serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. He shall bless the bread you eat. He shall also bless the water that you drink. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Then you know the secret of prosperity, a blessing for all those who serve. He will take away sickness from your midst. The number of your days he will fulfill. Oh, let my people go. Oh, let my people go. Let my people go. Oh, let my people go. They will serve me in the wilderness. People go, oh, let my people go, they will serve me in the wilderness. Oh, let my people go, oh, let my people go, they will serve me in the wilderness. Oh, let my people go, oh, let my people go, they will serve me. Reach out. justified in staying here while so many are perishing without means of grace in other lands? We must take every chance of doing good to the lost. Oh yeah, we will be laboring, we will be traveling day and night, ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. We must instruct, we must teach, exhort, rebuke, preach the word with all long suffering and an anxious desire for the lost. We must be instant in prayer for the pouring out of the sweet Holy Spirit upon all the people. Ready at 20, I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20, I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. Worthwhile to push ourselves with all our might in promoting the gospel and the kingdom of our Christ. Ready at 20. Oh, oh, oh. Will you be ready at 20? Ready for the war. Ready at 20. Will you be ready at 20 for the work of God? God is gracious. Do not run away from him. A few more days and our work down here will be done. When it's done, it's done for eternity. Your life spent is irrevocable. It remains to be contemplated, yeah, throughout eternity. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. Oh, yes, I will. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. I'll be ready at 20, ready to fight. Are you ready at 20, ready for missions? Are you ready at 20, ready to travel? Are you ready at 20, ready to go? Ready to preach? Are you ready to teach? Are you ready to witness? Are you ready to fight? Are you ready to build? Are you ready to preach? Are you ready to pray? Ready to fast? Are you ready to serve? Ready to fight? Ready to build? Ready to
be loved. Jesus loves you so much, so he gave his life for you. Are you gonna love him just as much as he loves you? Hey, could you be loved? Could you be loved? Hey, hey. Could you be loved? Could you be loved? until your life is done. If you love me, obey the Great Commission. Yeah. Build churches everywhere. In every town, every province, every city. Hey. America shall be saved. But tell me, how long is it gonna take for you to obey me? I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain, oh, for you to do my will. That's why I'm asking, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Oh, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Do you told you build a mega church, and I told you have a burning vision. Oh, oh, oh. Your vision must be big, but all you do does not lead to church growth because your mind is on other things. Say is, Lord, bless me now, bless me in America and prosper me today. Hey. So I've been thinking to myself, it seems I'm wasting time on you. So you know what, I wanna change your position. I'm gonna replace you. I'm gonna bring in someone else. Because I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain for you to obey me. See, I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain for you to do my. So difficult, and why don't you wanna move, and why don't you wanna change? You would. could work much harder now. But I have a feeling that I'm waiting, I'm just waiting, I keep waiting for you to do my will. America, I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain for you to do my will. God wants to know, is he gonna wait in vain for your love? Is he gonna wait in vain for your love? Is he gonna wait? Is he gonna wait in vain for your love? He wants to know, is he gonna wait in vain? Is he gonna wait? Is he waiting in vain? Is he gonna? For a long time he's been calling. Is he gonna? He said, let my people go. Is he gonna? He said, what is your life? Is he gonna? He said, 100 million souls. Is he gonna? But every Sunday you keep just warming the pew. When are you gonna get up and go somewhere? And go somewhere and preach somewhere? Jesus, you tell me, is he gonna wait in? Oh, is he gonna wait in?
Hi, James. So glad you could make it here tonight for this meeting. But can you excuse for 1 second? 'Cause I just need to do something before I talk to you. I know it sounds kind of funny because of the way we've been. But I want to pray first. Let us pray. Or, you know what? Let me pray. Oh God, help me, please help me. I want to serve you, I really do. I want to follow you. Please help me. Please give me the Holy Spirit. I know that only you can make me strong. Today I have to do what is right. Because I don't want to fall into this mess again. The hour has come and the seed must fall into the ground and die. I know you have made me strong enough to do this. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. I really need to set things right. I'm here to speak the word of God. We've been living in sin so long. We both know it's not right. This fornication can't go. Just quit and say goodbye. I'm glad we're meeting here today. Oh, this relationship is wrong. I've been pregnant 3-4 times. Aborting babies just too bad. I feel sick because I've sinned. My hands are covered in so much blood. I cannot do this anymore. Let's just quit and take. For so long we've been together, James, I won't be seeing you anymore. I can't help crying as I speak. It's time for me to take my cross, hey, and follow Jesus every day, because I have found a greater love. Yeah. The love of Jesus is so real. Deny that I love you. Ooh, James, I can't deny you made me happy. Oh, yes, you did. You made me laugh, you made me cry. I just loved it being with you. To you, I want to serve the Lord from now. Oh, yes, I do. It breaks my heart to say goodbye, my James. But let's just quit and say now. Whoa, whoa, oh, 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 oh,
Hello, hello. I believe I said I was going to pray for some people who went out to start churches. Can you come? Just quickly. The last time. Very quickly, please. Father, thank you for all these wonderful people who went somewhere to preach somewhere. You said, you shall serve the Lord and he shall bless. Let this reward be manifested practically in every single one of their lives. And let the work that they started continue until Jesus returns. Amen. Let it not be a 9-day wonder or something short, but let it be an everlasting fruit. Once it's done for eternity. Thanks for this great blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Go home and enjoy your blessings.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.